This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Congressman Peter DeFazio with us, the chair of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Very good here on Friday, and a lot of sunshine around the Umpqua Valley. I know it is a busy time with the new administration, and certainly with your role regarding infrastructure. I'm sure many things are going on right now with some of President Biden's plans.
Yeah, well, the last time Congress did a significant bill to deal with our crumbling infrastructure was actually 2006. I was writing a bill in 2009. Obama killed it, and then Trump kept promising but never proposed anything. This is a tremendous opportunity to begin to catch up with the massive infrastructure needs across the country and put a lot of people to work. I mean, look, just last August, I was down there in Douglas County, and we were touring the Oakland Bridge, which is elderly, shall we say, and limited to one lane. There's also the Conford Bridge. And it's with federal money that they're finally going to get redone and brought up to current standards and go to having a real two-lane bridge going into Oakland. And around the county, just Douglas County, let alone around the country, there's 299 county-owned bridges that have exceeded, you know, their useful life. So, I mean, he talked about 10,000 bridges. Wow, there's way more than that that need work around the country. But this is a good start.
As I grew up, my father worked for the Oregon Department of Transportation. We moved around as they were building things in the 60s and 70s and beyond and into the 80s. And so many of those things now have been around for quite a while. They need adjustments. They need to be changed. Do you feel like we need kind of a overall comprehensive plan to tackle this situation?
Absolutely. And we need federal partnership and investment. You can't ask the cities, the counties, the states to do it all on their own. I mean, Oregon's raised the gas tax a number of times. They've raised car registration fees, title fees. Well, where's the federal partnership? The federal government's funding has basically been flat, even as the deterioration accelerates. I mean, we're living off the Eisenhower era. I mean, you started in the, you said 60s, but I mean, actually, that's just about when we started the Eisenhower plan to connect the country with the interstates. It's aged out. 47,000 bridges nationally, 40% of the national highway system needs total rebuilding, massive needs to bring transit up to a state of good repair, rail, water systems, you know, sewer systems, and those are all part of this package to get the federal government back into partnership with local communities and states.
My understanding is you've had some meetings with the president and with others in the administration talking about Biden's American Jobs Plan and the infrastructure issue pretty specifically.
I've had a couple of Oval Office meetings with the president. The first one was actually on the rescue package, which we did pass, and the individual checks are now coming out to folks, and there are other benefits for people who have children that are going to take a little bit longer to get processed because the IRS has decrepit ancient computers. But that money will be on the way to help people who you've been struggling because of lost job loss or reduced hours because of the coronavirus, small business people and others. But the next thing is the rebuild package, building back better. And that's we had a meeting on that. It was bipartisan. I had my four top Republicans and four top Democrats on my committee there to meet with the president. And, you know, everybody acknowledges that we have to rebuild our infrastructure. No one's been quite willing to step up to the plate till now.
And do you feel like that the plan as it's focused now has got the right elements? Some people have said there's a lot of pork and other things in there that really don't have a lot to do with infrastructure.
Well, I'm focused on my portions. It is a sprawling plan. But the key thing for me is, you know, roads, bridges, highways, transit, rail, wastewater, drinking water, and the rural broadband. Also, a major investment in renewable energy around the country so we can move away from fossil fuel-fired plants. And begin to deal with fossil fuel pollution and climate change.
with the ideas that are swirling around right now, you've got all these ideas for infrastructure. One of the elements, of course, is to do this. It seems like one of these almost legendary packages in terms of the number of jobs that could be provided for a number of years.
Oh, it's, I mean, the jobs are extraordinary, and we're going to be partnering with community colleges and others to help with the worker training to bring new people into the skilled workforce. To do that, there'll be good jobs. There'll be federally mandated Davis-Bacon wages. You'll be able to make a good living, support a family on these jobs. I mean, for instance, wastewater. You know, the federal government, when I was a county commissioner, we got a 75% federal match. Right now, the federal match is zero. And I have a lot of communities, particularly smaller communities, whose systems are inadequate, or over at Lakeside, you know, it's vulnerable to flooding, and, you know, it has to be relocated and rebuilt. And that's repeated again and again around my district and around the country. The federal government needs to get in there and partner. These communities can't afford to just do it on their own. The sewer bills would be just exorbitant, and, you know, people wouldn't be able to afford it. So, and every $1 billion we invest in wastewater creates 20,000 jobs. That's a lot of jobs.
The president's moved pretty quickly in a number of different areas. Is there any concern that with so many things going on at once that this one's not going to stay higher up on the list?
Well, I worry about that. You know, Obama did his so-called Recovery Act. I was one of the few Democrats to oppose it because it ended up not being an infrastructure bill, not being a real jobs bill. In fact, they spent eight times as much money on so-called tax cuts too small to notice because of this jerk economist he had working for him, Larry Summers, and that didn't put people back to work. And then he killed my infrastructure bill, and then Trump promised a bill, and it didn't happen. Well, we got to get it done this time. I mean, you know, we've got to catch up with the rest of the world. In terms of moving goods and people around this country to be competitive, and also create a lot of good jobs in the meantime, and electrification is coming for the national highway system. We had Fred Smith, a very conservative Republican, owns FedEx, and he testified before my committee a couple of weeks ago, saying he's going all electric, including semis, very quickly. He says he can make a great business case for it, and he also thinks that we have to deal with climate change. And so I'm trying to build the business case as we move forward and do this. As we rebuild it, we'll rebuild it resilient to severe weather events, sea level rise around the coast, earthquakes in the west, fire even. And, you know, and at the same time, you know, we're going to electrify it and we're going to create a lot of jobs.
What's your timeline hopes for getting this moving down all the paths it needs to go?
Well, I hope to have the bill out of my committee in May. The leadership would like to move a bill before the 4th of July recess, which would have other elements from other committees in it. But I'm trying to move mine by May.
All right, Congressman Peter DeFazio, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.